Starting off with the injury report, Tyvon Branch didn't practice today. Rashad Jennings was limited. Darren McFadden was limited. Stacy McGee was limited. Tony Pashos was back limited today. Marcel Reese was limited. And Menelik Watson and Stefan Wisniewski did not practice today. So, you know, it's another big week. We're playing a good football team. They got a lot of good players. They're well coached. And it's a divisional game. And so this is a huge game for us. And I think we're attacking this week as such, that it's a big game for us. And we got a chance to go out and play again against a divisional rival, try to get our record to 3-3, try to get our division record to 2-1. And we're putting all our efforts into doing that. So I'll open it up to questions.
How surging, even just limited, to be able to have Darren and Rashad out there on Wednesday?
Yeah, no, that was good, and I thought both of them looked pretty good in practice today and the reps that they took, and hopefully we'll be able to have both of those guys for the game.
Without giving away any trade secrets, this Chiefs defense, how do you attack it?
Well, you got to block them. That's the first thing. I mean, they're very talented. You know, they got two guys on the edge in Houston and Tamba Hali. Both those guys are really good football players. They play the run and the pass exceptionally well. Dontario Poe is really playing. He's playing really good as a nose. You know, Derek Johnson's been an outstanding linebacker in this league. Guy that can run around. He makes a lot of plays. Makes a lot of tackles. And I think they play a tough, physical brand of football. And I think their secondary is really outstanding. So, you know, you got to execute. And that's what it really boils down to. And you know, if we execute our plays, we'll have a chance. But it's going to be a tough game, you know, especially, you know, for our offense against their defense.
At the same time, you know, their defense teams have had a lot of success running the football against their defense. Just obviously that's going to be a key, as it is probably every week for you guys, correct?
Yeah, we got to be well balanced. You know, we got to be able to run the football. We've got to be able to throw the football and be effective. We got to be able to stay ahead of the sticks. I mean, you start getting into third and long situations against these guys, and it's been tough sledding for a lot of teams this year when you get in third and long situations. So we got to be able to, you know, stay on schedule offensively, stay ahead of the sticks, and then when we do get to third down, we got to be able to convert.
How do you balance this week having some guys that you would like to play, but they could probably use an extra week off, and you got the bye coming off, and get taken into account at all?
You play with the guys that are healthy enough to play, and if our guys are healthy enough to play, they'll be out there Sunday. We need all these guys to try to go out there and win this football game, and we're going to take all the able bodies we have and healthy guys we have and go try to win a game.
Did Watson have a setback with the knee, or was it something different?
It's a calf. Okay. So it's really the same calf that he's had problems with. So it's, you know, obviously it's frustrating for him. It's frustrating for us that we haven't been able to really, you know, have him out there. I think we've had him maybe a total of 10 days since the start of training camp. So, but, you know, he's got to get healthy. And then once he gets healthy, then we got to have an opportunity to evaluate him and see what we have.
Talk about the new guy you brought in, Muir, and why you signed him.
Well, I think we're always looking to upgrade the roster. Anything that we can do to bring guys in here that we think can help us win football games, and you know, it's not uncommon that you're going to bring guys in on, you know, Tuesday of a game week and have some workouts and take a look at guys, and some of those guys the situation dictates that you can sign him. He was a guy we worked out, I believe it was last week, and he had a good workout. We got a chance to watch him. You know, Reggie's got some familiarity with him from Green Bay. He played in Indianapolis. He was with Houston during the preseason, and we saw some good things about him. And so we wanted to try to upgrade our depth at the D-line position and thought he was a good addition.
What's that? Time would you like to have a third quarterback on the 53-man? Are you comfortable with
this? Well, we'll see. I mean, I think you got to continue to evaluate that as the season goes on. I mean, I don't think we're not dead set one way or the other. If we feel like there's somebody that can help us, then we'll make that move. But right now, we feel good with the guys that we're going into the game with.
What's Alex Smith? You worked out from yesterday, the quarterbacks. Do you have any interest in any of them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to really comment on, you know, who we worked out or what anybody looked like. Again, we worked out a lot of guys on Tuesday, and we'll do that really throughout the season. And if there's somebody that we feel like, you know, is a good fit for us and gives us a chance and can help us win games, then we'll try to sign him.
What's Alex Smith brought to the Chiefs from your observation? What you
Well, I think he's done a great job of running that offense. He's very efficient in how he runs the offense. He doesn't turn the ball over. He makes good decisions in the passing game. So, you know, they've done exactly what they need to do. I think they got a really good defense. And offensively, when they get their opportunities, they take their shots. But they do a great job of, you know, not having negative plays, staying on schedule, moving the chains. They've got 33 minutes of time of possession average in a game. So, you know, they understand their formula for success, and they've done a nice job of that this year.
Obviously, you want Terrell to be Terrell and do the things that he does. But looking at someone like that in terms of efficiency, is that that part of his game kind of a model for him?
Well, I mean, you obviously want Terrell to be efficient, but you know, I think you just look at. You know, I don't think you really look at, you know, how somebody else playing as much as, you know, what can Terrell do? What can he do well? And we want to put him in those situations and let him go out and perform the way that he needs to perform and not try to be somebody else. I think as long as he does that, I think he'll have a chance to be successful.
Alex was somebody that you would see with the Niners a lot in preseason. Do you see anything that he's doing differently with the Chiefs that you can really pinpoint than what he's done?
No, not really. I mean, I think he's doing the same things. I mean, I think he's being, like I said, he's very efficient. He's got a high completion percentage. He moves the team down the field, and he doesn't make mistakes. And so, really, at the end of the day, that's a sign of a good quarterback. And when he's had the opportunity to play, he's won a lot of games over the last couple of years. So he's playing at a high level.
As Pryor's emerged this year, are you starting to see defenses scheme him differently, play him differently?
Well, every team has a different plan for him, you know, and so you know, it's can be difficult to game plan because you don't know exactly what the look is that you're going to get on a week in and week out basis based on him being the quarterback. So we plan for what we think teams are going to do, and then we've got to be ready to adjust in the game if they start giving us something different.
He's always his mobility has been clear from the start. How much has he improved on throwing on the run, using that ability as a passer?
Yeah, he's improved a lot. I mean, I think his mechanics as a quarterback have really improved. He's got a good presence in the pocket, but yet he can still get out of the pocket and make plays. And his ability to throw the ball both from the pocket and on the move, he's really improved in those areas. I mean, he's getting better. He's always been a great athlete. He's getting better as quarterback.
How much is his mobility, Dennis, and his ability to extend plays kind of covered up some of the problems and shortcomings of the offensive line?
Well, I think that's part of it. You know, I mean, I think his ability to escape, you know, if the protection does break down, has been key for our offense. And because at times, I don't care who you are, at times the protection is going to break down. And when it does, he's got the ability to make something and create something. And for the most part, it's been positive for us when he's been able to do that.
Are there any updates on Veld here, just in terms of where he is?
Well, he's making progress. So, I mean, that's really about the only update I got.
Burris is looking like he's moving pretty good out there. And he's next week or
the
week after?
He's another one that, well, you know, we've got some time to make that decision. I think, you know, as we get closer to that day, we'll make a determination if we feel like he's ready to get into, you know, full-scale practice, then we'll activate him. You know, I think the worst thing that we can do, from the time that we activate him, we got 3 weeks to make a determination if he's ready to play or not. So we want to make sure that when we do activate him, he's ready to go.
So I don't think the Raiders have beaten a team with a winning record since the Bears came here a couple of years ago. It was before you got here. What would it mean to take down a team that's obviously up atop the division? Is that the next step? I mean, that's what you have to do next?
Well, listen, I mean, if you want to be, you know, if you want to be a team that's looked at as a challenger, as a playoff contending team, you're going to have to beat good football teams. And so we use these type of games as a measuring stick to try to see where we're at. We know that the team that we're going to go play is an outstanding football team. They're 5-0, and they're 5-0 for a reason. So we know it's a great challenge, and we're looking forward to going and competing and see where we're at.
Do you feel like you have to verbally kind of send that message to the guys over there, or do you think everybody understands to a man what an opportunity, what a defining time
well,
is?
Listen, I think you know, as being the head coach, I mean, your job is to lead, motivate, and inspire your guys to play well and to play at a high level. So that's always something that we look at, you know, as a way to, you know, encourage our guys and motivate our guys to play well. But I don't think there needs to be a lot said when you got a division rival like the Kansas City Chiefs going into Kansas City, playing at Arrowhead Stadium in that environment. You know, I don't know that there needs to be a whole lot said to try to get them motivated to play. The biggest key is get them sharp mentally so we can go out and execute.
Can you guys take anything out of the games against them last year, or are they just completely different with the new coaches, new personnel?
Well, I mean, I think they got 15 of their 22 starters were on the football team last year. So, yeah, there's a little bit that you can take out of it from a personnel standpoint, but the schemes are different, and they're different in certain positions that really changes the defense. I think they've done some things to upgrade their secondary. You know, obviously the quarterback position is playing really well for them. So, you know, we look at some of the things from last year's game, but I think, you know, year in and year out, you know, teams are different, and we got to really prepare for what they're doing now.
You guys have gotten a lot of good play out of your coverage teams, special teams wise. What's it take to get the return game going? Is it still the standard one block away type thing on a lot of these?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think anytime you when you play those games and you play in space, you know, a lot of things can happen, and really, you know, the key thing is you know, we're only a couple of blocks away from being able to get something going in the return game, and you know, we got some explosive players back there. Jacoby Ford's returning both punts and kicks, you know, as well as Phillip Adams returning punts. So it's really about just, you know, creating a little bit more space, a little bit more room for them to operate, and then when it's there, you know, you'll see that burst and acceleration through the hole and see if we can't get something going.
Andy Reid said you guys have the best special teams in the league. He obviously knows your special teams coach pretty well, but do you agree with that assessment that obviously you guys have gotten some big plays from it, but over every aspect?
Well, I think our special teams are playing at a high level, and I think Bobby April and Keith Burns have both done a great job with our special teams. It's one of the more improved areas of our football team, and we've got to continue to play well in that phase. And, you know, again, it's going to take all three phases to be able to win this football game. It's going to take our offense operating at a high level. Our defense is going to have to play well, and special teams is going to have to create something for us. You know, you look at the field position battle, and, you know, Kansas City's one of the top 10, you know, top teams in the league as far as field position. You know, they average starting on about the 34-yard line, which is really unheard of as far as starting field position. Their defense has had a lot to do with that, and their special teams has had a lot to do with that.
Darius Morris, the best three-game stretch. How has he gotten better since camp?
He's been more consistent, you know, and that's kind of been the thing that we've, you know, continued to talk to him about. And he's still there's still a lot left there for him to get better at. And the big thing is just having the confidence to go out and play, and when the opportunities come your way, make the play when you get that opportunity. And he's out, you know, he's done a better job of that in the last 3 weeks, and you know, hopefully he'll continue to grow.
Was his injury a little more severe than you guys thought?
No, not really. You know, he didn't practice today. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. And, you know, he's working hard to rehab and get himself back, and hopefully we'll have him back out here soon.
As far as Jerod playing center the other day, was it just a matter of getting back on the bike for him, or was there a little bit of rust he had to shake off, or how did he grade out for you?
Yeah, well, he's never been a great bike rider, so. No, he, yeah, listen, yeah, I mean, it, you know, it's different. I mean, you know, you go from left guard to center, and there's a little bit more responsibility put on the center, but he's played that position at a high level for a long time in this league, and really he did a pretty good job in the game, and I think the more he plays in there, you know, the better he's going to be. So I would look for even more improvement out of him this week. Although he's got a tough challenge, I would look for more improvement out of him this week.
Wouldn't think he would have snapped it from the shotgun as much as he probably did in this one game.
What's that?
a lot of shotgun. I wouldn't imagine he would have snapped it into the shotgun a lot.
Yeah, well, he was pretty decent at it. You know, I mean, did a good job, and obviously we run a lot of our offense runs out of, you know, whether it be shotgun, pistol formation, whatever the case may be. So, and he's got a lot of work at it. I mean, it's not like he hadn't done it. I mean, he's gotten a lot of reps during practice playing center, and because he's been our backup all along. So he'll go in and do a good job, and he'll anchor the offensive line.
Thank you.